the Wisconsin Supreme Court has heard a case that could drastically shift the balance of power between the governor and the state legislature. It's Thursday, April 18th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, an incumbent member of the Green Bay City Council isn't conceding his re-election bid despite a recount confirming that he lost. And funding for expanding hospital services in western Wisconsin continues to be delayed by a dispute. Hope Kerwin will have the details. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case that could significantly shift how state government operates. Rich Kramer reports the lawsuit from Governor Tony Evers alleges Republican lawmakers are usurping his authority through, quote, legislative vetoes.
Representing Evers, Assistant Wisconsin Attorney General Colin Roth told justices the GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee is violating the state constitution's separation of powers. He says the committee's refusal to release $4 million from the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program for a conservation project last year is just one example.
May the legislative branch both make the law and then control its execution? Of course not. That is one of the primary threats to individual liberty against which our separation of powers guards.
Roth says a ruling in Evers' favor could have broad implications for other legislative vetoes. An attorney for the legislature accused the governor of trying to overturn how state government has functioned for nearly a century. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new lawsuit seeks to allow Wisconsin voters with disabilities to vote electronically. Deployed military and people living abroad can vote in Wisconsin elections via email or online. The case asks the court to allow voters with disabilities to do the same. Disability Rights Wisconsin and the League of Women Voters filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Elections Commission in Dane County Court this week. Four individuals with disabilities also joined as plaintiffs. Two are unable to see, and two are unable to mark paper ballots independently. The lawsuit argues that relying on others to vote takes away their constitutional guarantee to a secret ballot. Kit Kirschensteiner is with Disability Rights Wisconsin.
It's about having that right that we all have as citizens to cast our ballot in a private and independent way.
People with disabilities make up about 23% of Wisconsin's population, according to the Centers for Disease Control. The Elections Commission denied to comment on the case. An incumbent member of the Green Bay City Council is refusing to concede his re-election bid despite a recount confirming the results. As Joe Schultz reports, it leaves a vacancy on the council as the process plays out.
The temporary vacancy is for the city's 6th district seat. Joey Presley defeated incumbent Stephen Campbell by 16 votes. A recount requested by Campbell confirmed that Presley won. But Campbell has filed a motion in court seeking a recount by hand. He also has until Friday to formally appeal the recount results. Celestine Jeffries is the Green Bay City Clerk.
Mr. Campbell, according to statute, has the right to file an appeal to Circuit Court, and the Circuit Court needs to hear that right away, because what's happening right now is that the people of District 6 who duly elected Mr. Presley currently have no representation.
Campbell has declined to comment, and it's unclear if he plans to file an appeal. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Less than 7 months out from Election Day, the race for Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes remains a dead heat. The latest Marquette University Law School poll found former President Donald Trump leading current President Joe Biden 51-49%. That margin was identical among both registered and likely voters. It was also well within the poll's margin of error and comes at a time when Marquette pollster Charles Franklin says many voters have yet to make a firm decision in the race.
So there's plenty of room for this race to flip either direction, and I just think we're fooling ourselves if we think we have a confident expectation about who's going to be the winner.
In the race for U.S. Senate, Marquette found Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin with a 52-47 lead over Republican challenger Eric Hovde, but among likely voters, that Senate race was tied. Mm-hmm. funding for expanding hospital services in western Wisconsin continues to be delayed by a dispute between the governor and Republican lawmakers. Hope Kerwin has more.
The state legislature already approved $15 million to expand emergency departments in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. It was a response to the closure of two hospitals and a network of clinics in the region. But the Joint Finance Committee has not released the money because Governor Tony Evers made the grants available to any hospital services. Chippewa Falls Mayor Greg Hoffman says local leaders are still trying to fill in the gaps. One of the biggest challenges was losing the Substance Abuse Treatment Center in his city and inpatient psychiatric beds in Eau Claire.
That's a big thing is the mental health. And then the other one is just having enough rooms available for general illnesses.
Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce President David Miner told WEAU-TV this week that he's still working with area hospitals on plans to use the grant funding while waiting for its release. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Lake Superior island town is the new owner of the ferries that connect the Madeline Island residents to the mainland in northern Wisconsin. The town of LaPointe closed on a deal to purchase the Madeline Island ferry line's 5 boats and real estate in late March. The service is critical for carrying thousands of tourists and the island's more than 400 residents to and from Bayfield. Longtime island resident Debbie Knopf says she's thrilled.
To know that it's owned by local people who use it and rely on it. It truly is a part of what can make this island support the people who live here either during the summer or during the winter.
The previous owners will continue to operate the ferries for the next 4 years. The town secured loans and other financing for the purchase. Ferry rates will now go up 7%, but that increase is set to take effect in mid-May. And finally, Madison is making it easier for homeowners to add additional housing units to their properties. As Sarah Lear reports, supporters say their goal is to add more options amid a housing affordability crisis.
Previously, Madison's allowed the addition of accessory dwelling units on properties that already have a single-family or two-family homes. That could include an apartment built over a garage or a separate, smaller structure like a coach house in a backyard. All of those properties needed to be owner-occupied, and Darren Wisniewski of AARP Wisconsin says that stopped accessory units from being built.
Banks will not finance them if you have an owner-occupant requirement in the event that they need to foreclose on this property. If they foreclose it, who's the owner that's going to live there?
The AARP supported changes adopted unanimously by Madison's Common Council this week. The amendments remove the owner occupancy requirement and allow accessory dwellings to be built near a building with up to 8 units. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Thursday's show. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hey, don't forget, we'd love to hear your feedback about what you like here at Wisconsin Today, what you think we could be doing a little bit better. Just go ahead and send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Again, that's newscasts@wpr.org. Looking forward to hearing your feedback. You can also leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think there. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.